It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Residents of New Orleans are taking stock of their city today, a city somewhat bruised but not broken by Hurricane Gustav. The storm knocked out power and drove water over the top of the Industrial Canal. That's a major waterway on the eastern side of the city. Back in 2005, a breach in that wall led to the flooding of the Lower Ninth Ward. This time, the flood walls and levees held, and New Orleans was spared the widespread flooding that devastated the city after Hurricane Katrina. Among those keeping a close eye on the water is Lieutenant General Robert Van Antwerp. He's the commanding general of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and he joins us on the line from New Orleans. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much. And you must be breathing a sigh of relief this morning.
We are. The water has gone down in the Industrial Canal, as you mentioned there, considerably. It's down about 8 to 10 feet from what it was yesterday when it was within about 6 inches of the top, and we were getting wave action actually taking water over the top of our flood walls.
Well, that was that particular event was a vulnerability, was it not, that this storm exposed?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a vulnerability. The fact that it was going over the top of those flood walls, that really is what they're designed to take. We had done considerable work even on the west side on armoring the back of them. If you saw in the pictures, there's a concrete pad behind them, and that not only takes the brunt of the wave action as it goes over the flood walls as designed, it also reinforces that the flood wall that sticks up.
So you're saying the fact that water poured into the streets, and now this Hurricane Gustav had been downgraded to a Category 2 storm, you're saying that that didn't suggest that perhaps if the storm had been as strong as predicted, that worse damage would have been done?
Well, I see what you're asking. First of all, the levees did and the flood walls did what they were designed to do, but there is a project. In fact, it's the largest civil works project that we have in this area, $690 million. We've awarded the contract, and that is to reduce the surge coming into the GIWW, the inland waterway, through that area. So what happened in this? We had a large surge came up the GIWW, and eventually that gets into the Inner Harbor Navigation Canal and the Industrial Canal. So we have a project on the books. It's in design right now and will definitely be completed by 2011. But yes, it did show that surge coming up the GIWW is still a substantial threat. And we dodged the bullet on that. The flood walls did hold and they could have taken more overtopping. But of course, as that water goes over, it gets into the street of New Orleans.
And did Hurricane Gustav coming in as it does again slightly less powerful, did it set back repairs that you've already made?
That's a great question. We have 45 projects under contract, and what we did was button those projects up. We're getting reports on those projects, and for the most part, they fared very well through this storm. We were, again, very fortunate. We did move construction equipment and everything out of harm's way, but they're ready to go back in action as soon as we can get back to those areas.
You know, looking at this now, and as you said, you've dodged New Orleans dodged a bullet. Are there always areas that are going to be vulnerable to a hurricane? Is there any way that you're going to be able to totally protect that city?
Well, that's a great question, too. You know, I don't even use the word protection. I use the word risk reduction, because you will always be vulnerable, depending on if this was a Category 5 with a major surge of 15 or 20 feet, it would, you know, there's no way you can protect against that. You can't build levees high and big enough and flood walls big enough to do it. So there's always vulnerabilities. Our system right now, you know, we're in the midst of a 6-year project, of which we're at year 3. So there's additional vulnerabilities right now because we haven't completed the entire system. So there are gaps, but we're fortunate we didn't have any disasters with that.
Well, of course, we're all glad to hear that. And thank you very much for joining us.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
Lieutenant General Robert Van Antwerp is commanding general of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and speaking to us from New Orleans.